Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Troy, you were talking about today that you sent me an article, an article that was interesting that everybody knows how I feel about these chip stocks.
Semiconductors.
Yes.
Yep.
And, you know, been very vocal about a lot of them. But you were saying that a lot of these tech companies, you sent the article, a lot of these tech companies are starting to explore doing it themselves, or at least a portion of it themselves. So that's interesting, because in my brain, that would hurt the industry that's been doing extremely well.
Right.
SMH been on fire. You know, the Taiwan Semiconductor, AMD, all of these have done extremely well for, you know, the last 5-10 years. So what's the deal with that?
Yeah, so obviously, and even in November, I think on Market Mondays, we talked about, and it's happened already, with Apple making their own M1 chip. They put it in the new iPad, they put it in the new MacBook. So they've made their own chip. Tesla announced that they're gonna be making their own chip, the Dojo chip. Baidu, which is the Chinese version of Google, has made their own chip. We just put up a post last week about Google creating their own chip. And Amazon working on something. So it's interesting, right? And I thought the same thing as you. I'm like, wait, if they start making their chips, some of these companies are going to get pulled back. But what they're going to do, they're making their chips, but the key is who's manufacturing the chip, right? Because to invest in that is going to be the key, right? Because to create a factory that has manufacturing is like I think $15 billion operation.
Yeah, like $10
billion. Yeah, and it takes like 7 years to do it. So they don't have that type of time, right? Right. So because business moves every day. And so the manufacturing piece is going to be key. And so who's the number one manufacturer of the chips? TSM, right? Or Intel, right? Right now, I give the nod to TSM in that category. So that's a company, obviously, with the chip shortage that we've said this so many times. I love TSM. When companies need to have manufacturing, which is going to be on a high demand since there is a shortage, I want to find the person that's manufacturing it. So I dug a little deeper into the research, right? And so we keep hearing chip shortage. What is the problem? And so I think Wall Street Journal, it might have been Wall Street Journal, I'll put the article in the chat. they wrote a very good article explaining what happened. And so there's a piece inside of these chips called the substrate, right? So the substrate, it's called a substrate, right? S-U-B-S-T-R-A-T-E. So when I'm like, yo, do your research, like I really was reading this all weekend. I'm like, damn, oh, I get it. And so the substrate is pretty much what connects the chips to communicate with each other. And so they've been having a problem producing those. And so this is interesting because substrates are something that people don't really invest in. Even if you look now, that the people that are producing, even in the article, it's like three companies, but they're all in Southeast Asia. Not heavily invested in because it's not a lot of money until now, right? Before it was like, we can get these chips, it's cool, we put it in all our devices, it's nothing. Now there's a shortage, you know, so now the substrate demand is about to go up. And so now even me, I'm looking at it like—
So who makes the substrates?
So there's like three companies that they list in the article. I think one of them is Samsung Materials. It's not actually Samsung, the company. It's like Samsung Materials. I'll post it, the article, so we can see it. But these are the type of things that I'm looking into now. It's like, all right. So substrates is what helps the chips communicate. That's the piece that's keeping this as a shortage. There's a low supply in it right now. Who's going to be making that? And so like that, you know, like we talked about it with Trap last week. Like when somebody's digging for gold, we got to find the shovels. I'm looking into those type of things. And so now they might be the piece that becomes in demand. But again, who's going to manufacture? And so if we look at it from that standpoint, I still like companies like Taiwan Semiconductor because they already have the infrastructure to manufacture. Ian, your thoughts?
We shouldn't even do a follow-up. You killed that. 39 off the bench and 12 possessions. You killed that. I agree 1,000%. All the earnings are going crazy. Troy teaching. Yep. I have nothing to add. Might cut all my parts out.
I was like, seriously. So like, when we talk about researching, and I'll try to put it in YouTube, man. These are the things that we should be really researching, right? Like we keep hearing Strip Troy's, and we love SMH. SMH has done a lot for us. Praise. We're going to thank God for SMH. But if we keep hearing shortage, right, then this could hurt our industry, hit the industry, right, or hurt our ETF. And we don't need that. So let's find other ways that we can invest and make a bad situation or a dim situation, right? Because now it started out by saying it would last half of 22. Now there's talk that it might last till 2025.
What, the chip shortage?
The chip shortage, right? Because the automakers are like, listen, we can't produce the cars.
Automakers are hurting.
They're getting killed. If you look at who reported last week, was it Ford? One of the automakers reported, and it was just like they took a hit because they don't have they can't get the chips in the cars fast enough to sell them. And so knowing those things, we just got to dive a little bit deeper into the research and say, all right, well, this is something that we could look into. I'm going to post the article so everybody can have it as well. Shout out to Wall Street Journal. It was a great article.
Also, in every shortage or in every crisis, there's an immense opportunity. And a true goal of every company is to have a monopoly. So AMD, TSM will still be fine. Keep your eye on Apple and Google and see what they come up with. Also Amazon with web services. That's why I always tell you guys, you got to invest in companies that have a bunch of cash in case if a crisis comes about. And these are like I put it in Stock Club yesterday. Notice 2020 health crisis, 1920 Spanish flu health crisis, 1820 what health crisis came about? Put it in chat. 1720. These are changing of the guard. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Do your research, study. Every time these economic resets happen, they lead to a new wave of companies that normally die off, and then some will blossom and do well over the next 40 or 50 years. So be prepared. So that's why I say go do your research and go. When I'll be telling y'all culture hacks for everybody listening by Richard Conrad. Go read this book. When I tell you guys to go study, and when Troy said he studies, he's every time I call him, I'm like, bro, what you reading, looking at? Once you study what happens over a 100-year business cycle, you can almost time. Oil came in, it was a dominant force and dominant resource after something else left. These things happen. If you go look at those business cycles and tie it all together, you'll have your blueprint. All the answers are there, I promise you.
That's a book culture tip. Hacks. That's a book tip, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm gonna get you another one in the earnings report.
YouTube, please hit the like button. 4,100 people on YouTube. Hit the like button. Don't forget. So the most highs for the S&P 500 over the last 100 years. Mm-hmm. This is interesting. The most was 1995. It was 77 new highs that was hit that year. The next was 2017 with 62. The next was 1964 with 62. The next was 1928 with 59. And the next, the fifth, is 2021 with 54, but we still have 3 months left. So what that means is that we have hit record highs in the S&P 500 54 times this year, and there is still 3 months left. So it's already at number five. This is already the number fifth year ever for most highs hit. What do we make of that?
This is the first time I read some information that scared me. If it matches or surpasses 1929, it comes back to what I say, maybe in 23, we'll have a slight drop. But 27 would be pretty harsh. And if you look at what happened post 1964 and post 1995, 95 kind of ushered in that tech wave, and then it was great until it wasn't, and the crashes were immense. So
my graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. F- a mic drop, bag drop.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money at
Menards. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.